This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
Bob Fetrakis in the studio with Dan Dugan, bringing you the other side of the news.
Yes, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, this is the day before Thanksgiving. One of the great,
although you'll
great
hear
mistakes.
This the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Anyway, tomorrow's
to
Thanksgiving.
Radio. Yes.
This is Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving.
Yes, indeed.
And you'll hear this on Friday,
uh-huh.
Black Friday.
There you go. Shopping.
And
oh, please.
It's a Black Friday because it's bleak. A new immigrant to the U.S. working somewhere in America as a security guard will be trampled to death.
Wow. That's quite a prediction.
Well, Dan, I hate to admit it, but my mom and dad were into Black Friday. They liked deals.
They did. They were out there early.
And they'd often use my brother Dave.
Yes.
They had a strategy.
Yes, really.
My dad was big. Me, bigger
intrigued.
Than I am, a large man. My brother's
yes.
also
right.
Was bigger than I was.
Large.
And what they would do is they would get to the front and they would bend down and pretend to tie their shoes.
Yes.
So mom could hit the middle like
good
a quick
stuff.
Blast.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
a 22 blast.
Right. The big guys are blocking.
Mom was short to the ground.
Blocking
she was
for
only
mom.
5'3".
Yes.
But she had
she
like.
She runs to daylight, as they say.
But she had one of those G.I. Joe karate type grips.
Yeah.
If she got a hold
right.
of, say,
right.
a DVD Blu-ray,
you weren't going to get it away from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, no, there's no way you would be able to pry
no,
that away.
That's Ms. Fetrakis.
She had good
no
balance.
Way. No
she
way you're going to get that away
was,
from her.
She was sturdy and low to the ground.
I wanted it.
Oh, man. The Fetrakis
they knew how to shop.
Excellent.
Yeah, man, the Dallas Cowboys front line right. used to study their techniques. look at that quick hit up the middle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it didn't help them much against the Eagles.
And in the tradition, my sister Debbie informed me she would be getting up very early
right.
to go to Black Friday.
Yes, to shop.
Indeed.
Shop till you drop, folks. And then I guess you can do it on, is it Monday, on the cyber shopping Black Monday
and,
or something?
What Who day knows? Is it that we approve of here at WGRN? Small businesses.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. There you go.
So. Like, as a former small business
Yay,
owner, Mr. Dugan.
Absolutely. Yes. I still believe in the mom and pop shops. So find them and help them. Help them stay in business and help you continue to support a true American culture.
Local, sustainable.
There you go. Speaking of American.
Entrepreneurial.
Speaking of American culture.
Culture.
We had an interesting discussion in American culture about elephant tusks. And our leaderless feeder, Mr. Trump, who thought that we should be allowed to hunt and sell the tusks in greater numbers from an Obama administration, a newly initiated quota that would make it harder.
Well, that's your liberals.
Yes.
They're going to stop the senseless
because they're
slaughter
elephants.
Of large. Just
symbol
because they're
of the Republicans, that's why. Yeah.
You can't dismember them and display
right.
their body parts.
Right. Well,
that's what liberals do.
Yeah, there you go. Especially if they're elephants. But anyway, Trump comes out one day, says this is going to he's going to initiate less restrictions on the elephant importation, right? The tusk importation. And then a few days later, public opinion actually swayed him back to a more sensible approach. But in the meantime, millions have been sunk to like 400,000 some elephants still
yeah,
in the wild,
well,
right?
What it reminds me of is the movie Thank You for Smoking.
Mm.
Where you had the kind of the gun lobby and
right,
the
right.
tobacco lobby, but they didn't want to be seen in the same room with the people that beat the little seal pups to death.
Right, yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, certain things are just beyond the pale.
Yes.
Including slaughtering Dumbo.
Right, thank
and
you
then
very
displaying
much.
The tusk.
Yes, So Americans rallied, and something actually seems to have been done about it. But only in going back to what things had been.
Yeah, I was expecting at least 25 absurd tweets.
Right.
Oh, there's plenty of these parts around.
Right.
Seen
yes.
one tusk, you've seen them all.
Precisely. My what favorite the, Fleetwood what a, Mac what about, album.
Tusk. Indeed. What about my right to slaughter an eloquent large creature?
Yes.
What about my rights, Dan?
Stepping on my rights. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt for us elephant hunters. And I guess the boys, right, the Trump boys, like to go hunting, large game. Yeah, and they believe it's conservation to be able to hunt and pay for your hunting. What do you think about that practice, Bob?
Well, I'm really not about killing,
not a hunter.
Mammals. Huh? No, I mean, it's why?
Just
I
those
mean,
birdies on
I
the golf course.
If I was forced to, you know, right? If I had
I don't
to,
hunt. Yeah.
to eat, right? If it was part of my
sure.
sustainable ecosystem like mm-hmm. the Lakota, where I was relying on the buffalo, but
right.
I prayed before killing it
yeah.
and realized we were all part of the ecosystem, and I used every part of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
But if you're just going out and killing something mm-hmm. because it's big and rare,
right?
And, you know, it's not, you know, I like Thunderdome.
But paying for the privilege.
I like Thunderdome. You go in the Thunderdome without a weapon against the elephant.
Right.
And whoever wins, wins.
We shall see. Well, there are a lot of deer, though, in, for instance, in Ohio and Pennsylvania and
because
all around.
Because we got rid of the wolf and then the coyote.
Right.
So I understand the coyote's coming back.
How do you feel about deer hunting? Just throwing that out there. Just because there's a lot of deer. Like 50,000 are killed
right.
on the roads and other people get, cars get hurt.
Yeah,
and so.
To me, it's, you know, I would never shoot a deer. I would feel bad. But
really?
Those that are out there that do hunting, you know, if it was reasonable, what about, you know, the ones that are out there with AR-15s, hunting deer hardly seen.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sporting.
Yeah,
right?
on their ATVs.
You got some
right.
bolt action where
mm-hmm.
you
right.
shoot a single shot and then have to, you know, pull the bolt again. Seems a bit more sporting. Or you're out there with a crossbow. So, again, I part of the deer.
Maybe we should just have less cars. Maybe that's the answer for all these deer getting hit.
I have killed a deer.
Yes.
With my car.
I knocked into one.
It was literally him or me.
Yeah, I knocked into one. He kind of ran into the side of my car. And then we went to, this is pre-cell phones. Trace and I went to call someone, the sheriff. And when we got back, the deer was gone. He had gotten up with, I'm sure he had a terrible headache the next day because he hit us hard. Anyway, so there you go. Another reason why Trump is probably my turkey of the year, if we were to hand out the turkey of the year. I think hands down or feathers down, the man would win. And, of course, this may be one small victory.
You got more making a late run, though.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, there we go. There are
Judge,
plenty.
Judge Moore.
Judge Moore, yes. Good old Roy Moore, who's not going to back down, and he is going to run. And again, I feel a little bit
Steve
guilty for
Bannon,
wanting him to stay.
You have the Antichrist himself.
There you go. Yes.
Who's been consistently
a dark horse candidate
evil.
For Turkey of the Year.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
But
or Sessions, you know.
The indigenous meaning of turkey, as well as the broader cultural meaning of someone that does ridiculous and absurd things, you got to go with Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, continually. So then there was another leader who was in the news this week who was being requested by the military, strongly requested that he step down, this Mugabe in Zimbabwe. Bob?
Well, you know, he's 93. He's been a strong man a long time, and
mm-hmm.
he thought he would pass his seat on to his wife.
The speech, I think it was Sunday, but anyway, the speech that he gave, his first speech there, before they started impeachment proceedings, and he decided to go ahead and step down, but the speech that he gave about, well, this just proves that the Constitution is still strong and we will have an election soon and there's no need for panic, sort of.
Well, he had fired his vice
wow.
president. Yeah, he made a huge mistake. He fired his vice president,
yeah.
who was very close to the military.
Uh-huh, exactly. And he is now the leader, right? for now, correct?
Yes, as an interim leader.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, the military is often the only modern institution in many of those former colonial countries. And again, it was formerly Rhodesia. It was ruled by, you know, white racist apartheid forces.
Right.
And Mugabe came out of that movement
for
liberation. But at a certain point, he's got to, you know, step aside, and he's got to realize it's not a hereditary office.
Correct. He was a hero of the revolution,
right,
but it is time to move on.
And if he wants to remain one, you step down when it's your time to step down.
Right. Well, celebrations abounded as a result of his finally stepping down. And then moving to another issue in Africa, we've got Libyans openly selling slave labor, I believe it is. It is. They are openly. We're openly selling slaves in Libya, and it's tied, I'm sure, to the disruption of the government. Correct. And not that I loved Muammar Gaddafi or anything.
No, he was a strong man. But I'll tell you what the strong men did, be they Saddam, or Gaddafi, or
Tito in Yugoslavia.
Tito, right? They did not put up with crazy, absurd, reactionary 12th century religious fundamental jihadists.
Right.
You know, they put those people in jail.
Yeah, you're going to say something good about them. There you go.
Right. They did not tolerate this crazy notion of that somehow if it was only the 12th century and slavery was back and women weren't allowed to see doctors, everything would be great again, and God would be happy.
Right, absolutely. Well, at any rate, slave markets being videotaped, I think, is what I was made aware of. So this is quite a step backward, and apparently there has been a reaction from the United Nations, correct?
CNN actually published footage of a lot of the migrant refugees coming into the country are rounded up for as slaves and put in concentration camp and then sold off like chattel slavery,
right,
like the United States prior to the Civil War.
Yes,
they're sold as property. One of the things that bothered me about the New York Times coverage is they say, well, this is a result of the revolt in Libya. The only area in Libya that was revolting, so to speak, was in Benghazi, where the jihadists were. And the U.S. and NATO prohibited Gaddafi from putting down this right-wing, fanatical, pro-slavery, anti-woman jihadist uprising, right? This is happening because the Obama administration...
Well, I thought it was all Hillary's fault.
Well, she was Secretary of State at the time, and she knew of it. In fact, you can put my name in Fitrakis in Libya, F-I-T-R-A-K-I-S.
You were a friend of Muammar's, right? Or you met him.
I'm kidding about friend. I met him in 2009, part of a human rights delegation that went there. And clearly he was a brutal dictator, a strong-armed, you know, muscle
great
man.
Great hair, though. He really did.
He had a lot of hair for a man in his mid-70s when I met him. And you're listening to WGRN 94.1.
We're with the Greens. We're grinning for the Greens, and we're keeping this station going for... and it's had a new transmitter. We talked about that last week, so... We're glad to be here, and we hope you're receiving us in this
Bringing
Thanksgiving
you the
era.
Green Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bob Fitrakis in the studio.
Oh, yeah, and Dan Dugan
with Dan
over there.
Dugan.
Right.
But what we call a revolt, it wasn't a people's revolt. It was in one region that the clerics, the former king had come from, King Idris, Gaddafi, as the
and
prime
he seized
minister
power from
of
Idris, or
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1969, he seized power,
mm-hmm.
Held it for more than 40 years. But in this scenario, Gaddafi was far more modern and progressive.
Yeah.
As, you know, the same thing with Saddam towards women. He's not one of these reactionary
jihadists
that just dream of the 12th century treat women as property and sell people as slaves.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
And it was NATO. Not the people didn't rise up and overthrow Gaddafi. The prime minister of Italy, Berlusconi, said he was beloved by the people. And well, he should be economically. He gave them all a house and gave them like $36,000 a year in oil revenue, right? There was only 6 million Libyans, and they had about a tenth of all the oil on Earth.
Right.
So he could afford to be generous. So what we often don't look at, we get obsessed with democracy and, oh, he's a dictator, he's bad. But what we don't consider is what would life be
after
if they were removed and these crazed religious fanatics
take over the country. Let me just ask this then. Does that stand for Assad in Syria?
I believe it does. I believe Assad is better for Syria. First of all, I believe in democracy.
Right.
But if you have cultures where there's not going to be democracy,
right,
I believe that the Ba'ath Party dictators, the strongmen, are infinitely preferable
than ISIS.
ISIS and, again, Al-Qaeda and a variety of these religious terrorist fanatics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these guys definitely, they make our president look like a like he's running a pop stand or something. But yeah, I hear you. I think we could discuss that on and on endlessly. But we also wanted to have a little discussion about what's happening here in Columbus during the Thanksgiving season. Apparently some news on the Black Pride 4 that hits home with you, correct, Roberto?
Yes, they had a pre-trial on Monday of this week, and their court date was set for February 5th. And so far, they haven't cut a deal. They're demanding justice. They're demanding their day in court.
You want to review the case real quick again?
Because
it's been 6 months or so.
Four blacks in the Gay Pride Parade, the yearly spectacle sponsored by Stonewall, the Gay Pride Parade.
And a lot of corporations.
A lot of corporations have moved in. Now, the Black Pride 4 wanted to do a protest within the parade marking the killing of transgenders. And I forget the number, whether it was 16 or 17 at the time. I think it was 12 or 13 transgender people had died. So they halted briefly to recognize, you know, they were going to, for 12 seconds, they were going to stand there.
Right.
They don't get in 1 or 2 seconds.
12 seconds.
Yeah. Before they're attacked by Columbus's finest.
Right.
That seems to be waiting for them. Even though the organizer, Lori Gum, of the Gay Pride, said that she didn't want the police arresting or removing anyone without notifying her.
Right.
This was said to have come from the top, from Chief Jacobs, who, by the way, is a lesbian. It's well known. It's public knowledge. So why, and think about this. Can you imagine at the Vets Parade? Because Stonewall and Lori, the organizer, had a permit. What are the police doing violating a lawful gathering and association?
They were holding up the parade.
They didn't have time to hold up the parade.
I'm being facetious.
And not only that, there were videos showing they weren't holding up anything. The parade went on around them.
Yeah.
They were off on one side of the street.
And what would 12 seconds have been anyway?
Right.
My God.
Exactly.
A blip.
And it was at the end of the parade. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they were blocking the start of the parade for 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But in this scenario, what is very curious, is what would happen, say this was a veterans parade on Veterans Day, and four veterans decided, say Vietnamese veterans, that they were going to stop for 12 seconds because they were in a military unit with 12 guys that had died. Would the police have beaten them and then arrested them and charged them with first-degree misdemeanors and one with a felony for holding up a parade? Or even better yet, Mr. Dugan, if it was the St. Patty's parade?
Ah, well, there you go.
And Bobby Sands, great hero of the movement to many people.
There have been a number of scraps in New York about the St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, what if for 12 seconds...
Whether gays could march, but...
People
that's a thing of
held
the past.
Held up and said, hi, we're honoring great Irish revolutionary figures.
Yeah.
We're going to call out the name of 12 of the great Irish revolutionary figures, including Bobby Sands, who died of a hunger strike.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have been attacked by the police?
I doubt it, but there you go.
The police would have attacked anyone trying to attack them.
Yes, or holding up a parade. But anyway, their day in court is coming in February.
February 5th.
Right, okay. And that's some positive news, I guess. But then, meanwhile, in the county jail, a young man died.
I talked to his mother.
And this concerns the youth of Columbus here. So.
He was wanted up here. He was in Florida. He had committed a crime in Columbus. He was brought back. He'd been
extradited
since July. Mm-hmm. His mom admits he had trouble, with drugs, with narcotics. And he was in jail, and he died.
The coroner let us know
within 12 weeks of why he died, although they did mention that there was some white powder.
Yeah.
Now, how do you end up, whatever that white powder is, let's assume it's narcotics, how do you end up in jail getting a hold of narcotics?
Well, these things do happen, I'm told, so.
Well, I would suggest that you'd have to know somebody on staff that's involved in the drug trade.
Perhaps, yes. Yeah, didn't they suppress the information as well, though?
They didn't call the mother. The mother said she was called the next day by an inmate who told her son had died.
Jesus, wow.
The father flew up here, had a sign demanding justice and to know what had happened down at the jail. But think about that. And also, it doesn't look like they did much with resuscitation. It took them a while to call the EMS. And a lot of what was going on in that case is sort of clouded by secrecy. They tried to make it seem he died at the hospital when they're all arguing that, in fact, he died in the cell and that they wanted the official, time of death to be at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
But what is this white powder? And why, okay, when someone... is dying or is killed in the jail, why don't you have the decency to call their parents? Why do they have to hear
absolutely
from another inmate?
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's kind of outrageous, too. And then, meanwhile, I guess we do have some additional, positive news. It involves Poindexter Village, which was a place on the Near East Side, a neighborhood on the Near East Side that existed for many decades.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was there for the opening.
Uh-huh.
It's when they used to really build things well. It's
right.
One of those all brick
for people in poverty.
Public housing projects.
Right.
When we put poor people in housing projects that were well built, the people who looked at them couldn't believe it. I mean, the lines were still plumb and straight, the
right.
Chimneys were perfect.
Right. And why was it torn down? That's just what I
think it was torn down to eradicate black history. right? Uh-huh. If you're selling the cities involved in this pact with OSU, the hospital there, the Metropolitan Housing Authority, and the city, and one way you let people know that an area is open for gentrification right. is when you remove the poor and the minorities.
Right.
So you come in and you got these perfectly usable houses. They could have easily been combined into larger
Correct.
Units,
yes.
into uh-huh. condos, into apartments. You know, they could have been sold
with the same kind of purpose.
Yeah, I mean, right. they're very well made. They could have easily have been updated. But I think part of it was you want to eradicate the past. You don't want to say, look, there was a black housing project here on the east side. You don't want that. What you want to do is eradicate that history.
So, and so to preserve the history, and this is the somewhat good news, in order to preserve the history, we've had the two remaining houses to be turned into a
museum?
Well,
there were scores of these you know, well-built brick buildings mm-hmm. That were beautiful. And the city of Columbus, Randy Black at the Historical Commission, said 10 of them should be saved. They were so unique. The Metropolitan Housing Authority knocked all down but four. Then they knocked down another two. So there are only two left
right.
in eradicating
right.
black history in Columbus.
And the Historical Society has stepped in to
Village,
save these.
The State
save
Historical Society.
Right, right.
Right, the
right.
evil Republicans, so to speak. So
well,
the urban, you know, liberal Democratic Party did nothing but bulldoze the history.
Mm-hmm.
And the State Historical Society intervened to save two of these monuments to black urban history.
And these
and
will be a museum.
Turning them into a museum.
Right. In honor of Poindexter Village, and obviously be called that, right? So the Poindexter Village Museum, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, in looking for a little bit of good news, I guess there you go. And as we move along, Thanksgiving season, going to watch some football? Going to eat some turkey?
Well, I'm from Detroit originally, so I'll be required to watch the Lions.
The Lions always play on Thanksgiving, yes?
Yeah. It's
preserving the tradition going back to when the Lions played the Christians back in Rome. Is that what it was?
It does go back
think,
that
yes.
far.
Bread and circus, folks. That's what we need, and we'll get lots of it.
But the Turkey Bowl. And,
lots of
and
adverts
of course
for Black Friday.
This weekend.
Yes.
The Buckeyes
uh-huh.
will play the Wolverines.
Of Michigan. That's right. You can't miss that. And, you know, there is another tradition, pardoning turkeys. Now, I'm thinking if I look back on the news of this year, if I could pardon one turkey from publicity, maybe it would be Louis C.K. No, I'm not going to do that. But if we could pardon a turkey in the news, Bob, this is just food for thought. You can discuss this, particularly since most Americans, I guess, aren't going to discuss politics at the table. So I'm thinking maybe we come up with a pardon a turkey in the news. So how about the Los Angeles Dodgers? Yes, that's where I'll go. I'll go baseball. And yourself? You got
Let's
one?
Let's see. Who would I pardon?
Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh. There's the Michigan roots in Bob coming out. So,
so
will you
be
actually
pardoned.
Be rooting for the Wolverines, Bob?
Well,
how dare you? Right here in the heart of Ohio.
The question, I did graduate from Ohio State University.
Oh, that's right. Of course you did.
I'm an alumni, and
yes.
We're getting the sign.
Go on.
Our producer says don't
go
ask
on.
That.
Go on.
But I don't know. I'll have to think about
really?
That.
So you've never rooted?
But the Buckeyes, I've rooted for the Buckeyes against Michigan
yes.
when they had a chance for the national championship.
There you go. All right.
All right, time to go.
WGR.
We're out of here, Dan.
Other side of the news. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.